Leading news briefs this week. Enter Joyce, a division of Freedom Scientific, has released the official version of JAWS for Windows 4.0 after a public beta cycle. In the United States, those using the previous version of the product, version 3.7, and who have the standard version that runs under Windows 9X and Millennium, can upgrade for $120. Those with a current software maintenance agreement can upgrade for free. The software can already be downloaded from freedomscientific.com and shipping will begin shortly. The new version of JAWS is causing consternation with some script developers, since it appears that some scripts that worked with previous versions of JAWS no longer work with 4.0. While some issues can be addressed by simply opening the JAWS script manager and recompiling the scripts, other issues are much more serious. Jim Snowbarger, who develops a number of JAWS scripts for applications, has reported that some of the scripts will require significant reworking before they will work with 4.0. The advertising downturn in the dot-com industry continues to take its toll on Live365, a service which has for 2 years offered extensive bandwidth and other facilities for those who wish to broadcast audio on the internet. The service's original model made extensive use of banner ads. When these didn't attract sufficient revenue for the bandwidth-intensive service, audio ads were inserted in streams. Organizations then began to be charged for use of the service, and now Live365 has introduced charging for personal broadcasters. Those personal broadcasters who have used the service within a 30-day period before the instigation of these charges are not being charged for broadcasting. However, Live365 has changed its policy on offering 365 megabytes of disk space for online storage so that the MP3 files can be streamed without the user having to be connected to the internet to broadcast them live. New accounts will contain 100 megabytes of storage with additional capacity available for purchase, and those who were using the service prior to those changes have had their storage capped at whatever capacity of their 365 megabytes was used at the time of the change. The company has introduced the provision of extensive statistical data for broadcasters. It's freely available at present, but there'll be a charge for it after the 1st of October. 3G is moving closer. NTT Docomo of Japan has decided to begin the world's first third-generation mobile cellular service beginning on the 1st of October. The service, called FOMA, Freedom of Mobile Multimedia Access, will be offered in Tokyo's 23 wards, as well as part of Kanagawa, Saitama, and Shiba prefectures within 30 kilometers of central Tokyo. According to renowned physicist Stephen Hawking, the biggest threat to humans in the future is not from other humans, but from computers with artificial intelligence. He believes there's a real danger that computers could overtake humans in intelligence. Hawking issued the warning in an interview with Focus magazine, saying that the only way that humans can compete with the rising tide of intelligence is through genetic engineering. According to Hawking, scientists could increase the complexity of human DNA, thereby effectively improving human beings. He says that in contrast with our intellect, computers double their performance every 18 months, so the danger is real that they could develop intelligence and take over the world. The prospect of music lovers purchasing digital songs on the internet in the future looks extremely bleak, despite efforts by the record industry to convince them to do so. According to a new report, the survey polling a sample of internet users in the United States found that half listened to CDs on their personal computers, but only one quarter listened to songs they downloaded on their machines. Only 6% said they'd purchased digital music in a 3-month period in the American spring, according to Gartner Incorporated, the technology research firm that conducted the survey of 4,000 adults. The situation won't likely improve given the hesitation of consumers to pay for material that they previously downloaded on free song-sharing networks, such as the now dormant Napster, and because the major record labels have failed to come up with a simple alternative, according to Gartner researchers. In the UK, NTL's trials of wireless broadband have started this week as frustration rises with BT's broadband services. NTL will launch trials for its wireless broadband internet service across 1,000 households in London this week, a first indication that the company is now looking for alternatives to its conventional cable technology to speed the uptake of broadband technology in the UK. Sony has abandoned its eVilla internet appliance launched just 2 months ago because of technical glitches and a weakened market for high-tech devices. Sony Electronics spokesman John Dulac said consumers who bought the device launched in June would be refunded the $500 purchase price as well as the $22 internet access fee. Dulac said that market conditions were partially to blame for the decision, but also said that the product fell short of Sony's initial expectations in terms of stability and usability. A year ago, a number of companies jumped into the market for internet appliances, simple computers that allow internet access without the complexity of a PC. But the market quickly faded as the economy slumped and PC prices came down. Sony's eVilla offered 7 content channels directing users to music, news, or other areas, and was targeted to serve as a second household internet device. Dell Computer, NetPliance, and 3Com are among firms that have discontinued internet appliances. Good news for people outside the UK, the BBC has dropped its plans to charge users for the use of its BBC internet portal services because they say it will be near impossible to track and charge international people who access the services without paying. The BBC says it will have to figure out other ways to generate cash instead of raising the money from its international traffic. The BBC is funded by the licence fee, which comes from UK taxpayers. Afghanistan's hardline Taliban ruler has banned international aid organisations from using the internet in a country that has no proper postal service and few working telephones. In an edict issued on Saturday, Mullah Mohammed Omar has also barred government departments and domestic aid organisations from using the internet, including to send email. And finally, around 62,000 mobile phones were left in London taxis during the last 6 months. That's an average of 3 phones per taxi, according to a survey of licensed London cabbies by the taxi newspaper and PointSec Mobile Technologies. Absent-minded and drunken travellers also forgot 2,900 laptops and 1,300 PDAs when exiting the cabs. While half the lost mobiles were never reclaimed, 93% of laptops and 85% of PDAs were returned to their rightful owners, mostly as the result of them being tracked down by cab drivers. And just before we conclude this, I have to say, I have left a Braille light in a London cab, and the cabbie very nicely returned it to the hotel I was staying at. As you can appreciate, I was very relieved. Good on you, honest London cabbies. And that's News Briefs for this week.